Good morning. It's Tuesday, April 23rd. International Pixel-Stained Techno-Peasant Day. Of course, as everybody knows it. Technically, I guess this is a day to celebrate writers, but this title could have used a second pass. Perhaps a writer could have looked at it, you know? And now the news. Let's start with a story out of Yale and Columbia University, where campus protests have led to arrests and canceled classes. Students are protesting Israel's invasion of Gaza following Hamas's October 7th attack. The protests have been going on for months, but things are really coming to a boiling point right now. At Columbia, the university has announced that all classes will be remote after dozens of students were arrested and are now facing suspension over a protest encampment. Over at Yale, between 40 and 45 students were arrested for creating a similar encampment. Following this, students at colleges all around the country, including NYU, MIT, Tufts, and Emerson, are setting up protest encampments to both protest what's happening in Gaza as well as what is happening to other student protesters. So basically, it's protests all the way down. In Oklahoma City, five people, including two children, were found dead in a home with injuries consistent with homicide. The relationship between the five people has not yet been announced, and whether police have any more information that they're not releasing, or they really just don't know anymore, is currently unclear. All we know right now is that this is a very sad situation, and hopefully an investigation will quickly lead to an arrest. And how about a second story? Also, without a lot of answers. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is safe and neither her nor her family were harmed after a suspect broke a window to gain access to her home early Sunday morning. LAPD responded quickly and were able to take the suspect into custody without incident. They are not releasing any more information about the suspect for now. As you were warned, the Supreme Court heard arguments on Monday over whether people experiencing homelessness in Oregon can be fined for sleeping in a public area, or whether that fine can be seen as cruel and unusual punishment. The conservative justices appeared to side with the city's notion that homelessness should be handled by local lawmakers and not judges, while the liberal justices resisted that thought. Specifically, it was the status of homelessness that the liberal justices questioned whether could be criminalized. Justice Kagan asked the city's lawyers if you could criminalize homelessness, to which the lawyer responded that they do not believe homelessness is a status like drug addiction. And Justice Kagan noted, quote, "Homelessness is a status. It is the status of not having a home." So, you know, we'll see when we see. But if they're split along ideological lines, as it does appear they are, and the court was stacked by Trump to be a 6-3 conservative court, I think we know where things are headed. And finally, Monday was, of course, opening statements in the Trump 2016 election interference crimes case. No real surprises in the opening statements. The defense tried to paint Trump as innocent, saying he was not involved in the creation of falsified documents, and then adding that there's, quote, "nothing wrong with trying to influence an election," which I guess it's like one of those things where that's not true. But maybe that was also not the moment to mention it. Probably not super helpful. Because, no, there's nothing wrong with trying to influence an election technically under the actual word of influence, right? We're all trying to influence the election. We're all trying to get out the vote. We're all trying to get people to vote how we think would be best for the country. Except for, obviously, Trump. He doesn't care about what's best for the country. He just wants to get out of crimes. He just wants to be, he just wants his dad to love him, frankly. So no, technically, I guess there's nothing wrong with trying to influence an election emotionally. There is, however, something very wrong, frankly illegal, with falsifying documents to keep information from the voters. So that's that. Prosecutors, meanwhile, went with, quote, "the defendant, Donald Trump, orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 presidential election. Then he covered up that criminal conspiracy by lying in his New York business records over and over and over again." Former National Enquirer CEO David Pecker, which is his real name, and we're all adults here, and so we're just going to acknowledge that that's the real name, was the first witness called. He testified for 30 minutes on Monday and is expected to continue that testimony today. Prosecutors described him as a co-conspirator in the so-called catch-and-kill scheme that bought and buried Stormy Daniels' story and thus began this particular crime scheme that Trump was a part of. He's a part of a lot of them, but this was the one that started this particular one. Meanwhile, down the street in a different criminal scheme, New York AG Tish James came to an agreement with Trump's lawyers to accept the $175 million bond that he put up in his New York money crimes case, which he has been found guilty of. That's the one where he told easily provable lies that included the size of the buildings that he owns in order to get better loans. The bond has been accepted, so his appeal can go forward without Tish James taking Trump Tower and turning it into an abortion services building. She did not say she was going to do that. That's my suggestion. That's an option I would put forward. She has not said that she would do it. So that was just Monday. Two different crimes in court for one person that is running to be president. And a lot of people want to vote for him. Two separate crimes in court on Monday. And then today, the gag order trial will start. So, jeepers, that's a lot of crimes. Not who I'd want to have as a president ever again, that's for sure. And that's it. That's the news. I'm proud of writers. I'm not talking about me. Relax. Though I do have a book. It's called December. And it's available on Amazon and Apple Books. And if you buy it, I'll sign it if I see you in person. But, you know, like other writers, too. Little word nerds. Little cuties. But more than that, because you're also a little cutie. I'm proud of you.